A closer look at Oklahoma's tax burden on this tax day. A petition drive is set to begin on the issue of raising the state's minimum wage, and a NASA astronaut visits Tulsa for a special anniversary. I'm Deborah Ashar with the KGOU PM News Brief from Monday, April 15th. It is tax day, and if you're filing taxes in Oklahoma, you have one of the lowest tax burdens in the country. We get details from Robbie Korth with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
A tax burden isn't the dollars and cents you pay the government. Instead, it's the proportion of total income you pay towards state and local taxes. An analysis by the media company Wallet Hub shows Oklahoma has the ninth lowest tax burden in the country. Property tax burdens are the fourth lowest in the nation here, while the individual income tax is also in the bottom half. Sales taxes, though, are higher than in most states. Oklahoma's legislature just pushed through a major sales tax cut, slashing the state's portion of the sales tax on groceries. But a fight continues over the income tax, as some Republicans push for that tax to be cut, while the state Senate has blocked those efforts. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
A state legislative leader says he's confident budget negotiations will be successful, even as a stalemate continues. The Oklahoma legislature is currently stuck after Senate leaders demanded the House come up with a budget plan before acting on any money bills. Representative Kyle Hilbert says he does not think the stalemate will spill over into a special session.
I don't believe we're currently on a trajectory for special session. Everything's looking good, you know, and this happens a lot when it comes to the budget process, and sometimes there's some disagreement, which at the end of the day, if we agreed on everything, that would not be good government.
Hilbert is slated to replace Charles McCall as the House Speaker next session. Hilbert says he wants more stable government with more legislative leaders staying in their roles.
We've had a lot of turnover as speakers, particularly in the House. Every 2 to 3 years, sometimes less, we have a new speaker. Charles McCall is the longest serving speaker in the history of the state of Oklahoma. He's been the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House for 5 years now.
That turnover has not just been among leadership. Two incumbent state GOP lawmakers recently announced they would not seek re-election. Supporters of raising the minimum wage can start collecting signatures tomorrow on an initiative petition to put the issue on a ballot. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope reports proponents of State Question 832 have 90 days to collect signatures.
Oklahoma's minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. State Question 832 would raise it to $15 an hour incrementally by 2029. From the year 2030 on, the wage would rise each year at the same rate as the cost of living. Supporters of the state question have 90 days to collect more than 92,000 Oklahoma voter signatures for the proposal to be put on the ballot. This comes after unsuccessful legal challenges from the State Chamber of Oklahoma and Oklahoma Farm Bureau. The entities asserted the proposal would violate the state constitution. Last month, though, Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that they disagreed and the initiative petition could move forward. All signatures must be collected by mid-July. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
This month marks the 54th anniversary of Apollo 13, the flight that was aborted for safety reasons. NASA astronaut Fred Hayes was the lunar module pilot on Apollo 13. At the Tulsa Air and Space Museum Saturday, Hayes recalled the moment he was told one oxygen tank had exploded and the other was leaking.
I knew immediately that meant an abort, and I knew we had lost the landing. So that I was sick to my stomach at that point. I'd done all the work to get ready and looking forward to that, and now it was gone in an instant.
He says he did not know if they were going to survive.
Then I was saying, how the heck are we going to get back home without, if we lose both of these tanks and lose all the power to the mothership?
After a tense journey, the crew did make it back to Earth on April 17, 1970. NASA Flight Director Jerry Griffin was part of the ground team that helped get Apollo 13 back home. He says he fears the space agency is no longer a priority.
NASA has been cut, and continuing resolutions and all that really have hurt them.
NASA's next crewed mission to orbit the moon is planned for 2026. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.